Welcome back to Sports Call on Tiger 95.9. Ryan Lavoie and Brooks Childress here today with you as we now go to the Orthopedic Clinic phone line where we welcome on Auburn Associate Head Coach Stephen Pearl, kind enough to spend some time with us today on the program. Coach Pearl, how are things in your world as we approach the postseason?
All is well, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing very well today. And, Coach, obviously, just coming off the heels of the regular season and another emotional senior day on the Plains, as there were eight seniors involved either in last year's senior day activities or this year's senior day activities. Just talk a little bit about the emotions of that day and sending, I know with the COVID year some of these guys can return, but potentially sending nearly half a roster off with their final game in Neville Arena.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's really only two guys that are for sure done when you look at Jalen Williams and Leor Berman. So obviously, you know, having those guys in the program for as many years as they've been here, you know, obviously emotional seeing them play their last game. Obviously, Leor not being able to be out there with an injury was really unfortunate. But, you know, he you know, obviously did so much for this program. And, you know, looking at the rest of those guys, you know, you look at guys like Jani Broom and Katie Johnson and Chris Moore and, you know, some of those guys that have just contributed so many, you know, big wins to this program, Dylan Cardwell, you know, all guys that we would love to have come back next year. So, you know, it was obviously a range of emotions for everybody, but obviously was really happy to see, you know, those guys go out, or some of those guys go out with a win at home against a rival.
Coach, we asked Bruce about this a few months ago when we had him on the program about elevating you to associate head coach, and obviously he had a lot of great stuff to say about your abilities as a coach and why he made the move. What did it make? How did it make you feel when he came in and told you that you were getting elevated to that position in the offseason?
I mean, honestly, it caught me by surprise. That really wasn't anything that we had really discussed and really talked about, because you know, titles really just aren't that important. To us, at least, because we feel like it's just, you know, team effort and everything that we do. And, you know, he thought it was obviously a good next step, considering that, you know, this would be my 10th year on the staff and have kind of worked my way up from an assistant strength coach to director of basketball operations to assistant coach and now associate head coach. And, you know, obviously it was really cool at the time, you know, because obviously it's just been, you know, a fun journey, and to get a little bit of a recognition for some of the work that we've done, you know, obviously it was great. But at the end of the day, you know, it's really just a title, and you know, the what makes this team so special collectively is just the whole staff that we've put together. We feel like we have one of the best staffs, if not the best staff in all of college basketball, and you know, we've kind of shown that with the success that we've had, you know, since we've been here.
So let's dive in a little bit more about this team as we head toward the postseason. A guy that kind of started the season slow and has really picked it up here as of late is Denver Jones. Talk about how you've seen him, his game progress throughout the year coming in as a transfer in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, Denver, to his credit, you know, did an unbelievable job of coming in and, you know, having come from a team where he was a 20-point-per-game scorer, getting a lot of shots, getting a lot of looks, getting a lot of touches. He came in and was willing to be patient and was willing to accept a lesser role to be on a team that would win, be in the top 25, and obviously, you know, compete for a championship and go to the NCAA tournament. And he did that. And, you know, he took his role of guarding the best player night in and night out and being one of the best on-ball defenders in our league. And then obviously, you know, working to progress his role as the season went on. And, you know, you've kind of seen over the last couple of games, obviously, he's kind of got it going, making seven threes in his last game, you know, scoring in double digits, you know, in our last four games and five out of our last six. So, you know, he's playing well at the right time. We've been waiting for this, you know, for obviously for Denver to do this all year. But obviously it took us getting him a few more looks in the offense, and he's obviously capitalized on that. And his teammates are looking for him because they feel confident that every time, you know, he touches it, it's going to go in. So, you know, tons of credit to Denver for, one, staying patient, staying right, staying ready. But then obviously once this time has come, he's done a really good job of capitalizing on it.
From what was said from BP and others early in the season, I think there was the belief that this team would be very good offensively. However, there was some wonder about the team defensively. It seems from the outside that this team ended up very good defensively. How would you rate what this team became on that side of the floor, and what else is there that you're looking for as we head to the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a big concern of ours, just from everything we had seen in, you know, practice. But I think part of that was, you know, we felt so good about our offense, and it was hard to guard ourselves. So we thought, you know, maybe we weren't as good defensively as we could have been, but then we went against teams that probably weren't as good as us offensively, and we showed that we were able to guard a little bit. So, you know, our effective field goal percentage and our two-point field goal percentage ranked number one in the country. So it's just like, that's kind of absurd. And, you know, we're fourth in the country in block shot percentage, and you know, we do a pretty good job of turning people over. But our guys have done a really good job of just kind of buying into the scouting reports and trying to tell them what we want to do to put them in the best possible positions to be successful. And, you know, when you play 11 guys, you know, it really helps defensively because you're not having to rest on the defensive end to save yourself for offense. So there's really no excuse for our guys to not give all that effort and energy on the defensive end, which has allowed us to have such an effective defense this year. Our depth has been a big key, you know, to our numbers being so good and being as strong as we've been so far. But, you know, for us to continue to win games, obviously, that's got to continue to carry over. I didn't think we did a very good job of that, you know, in the Georgia game specifically, which was obviously disappointing. But we obviously got to turn it on, you know, in postseason play and continue to hang our hat on the defensive end while we continue to get better offensively and continue to make shots.
One of the more impressive and also just kind of odder stats that we've seen in college basketball is the fact that Auburn has won all their games by double digits. Just how impressive is it and is that in your mind? And then also, are you a little anxious or curious to see this team and more of these one and two position two possession games as we get to the end of the season?
I mean, we get that question a lot, and, you know, there's really not a whole lot you can do about that because, you know, our guys have just done a good job of hanging on to leads and opening up leads, and we've done a really good job of obviously going on some pretty big runs throughout these games. So it's incredibly impressive that we've won 24 games by double digits. You know, I think that's the tied for the most in Auburn basketball history, which says a lot about our group. But as far as, like, you know, playing in close games, you know, you look at, you know, the Georgia game at Georgia, it was a two-point game with a couple minutes left to go. The Ole Miss game at Ole Miss, it was a close game in the second half. You know, trying to think what other ones. Texas A&M, it was a two- or four-point game with like a minute left in the game. So, I mean, we've played in a couple close games this year, and we've done a good job of kind of opening it up towards the end. We've lost some tough ones, you know, to Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi State on the road, where there were close games. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we got to hang our hat on the fact that we've done a really good job in games of extending our leads, and we just got to continue to, obviously, you know, try and build off of that. You know, it's what we would like to have played in a few more close games, sure, but, you know, at the end of the day, there's not really a whole lot we can control. We're not going to tell our guys, hey, don't blow it open past 10 points in this game so we can try and get a little experience in these games. You know, it's just one of those things where our guys have done a really good job of executing and continue to, you know, obviously hold on to bigger leads.
And then, Stephen, you know, we look at this earlier on Monday, I should say, the SEC announced their all-SEC teams, and you guys had Jani Broom, Jalen Williams, and Aiden Holloway, all three make the team. Just talk about what all three of those guys have meant to your team this year and how they've contributed in different ways.
Yeah, I mean, Jani and Jalen, obviously, you know, being the anchor that has kind of held this thing together. Every single game, those guys have been just really effective and really productive. And in the games that they may not have been, we probably lost. So their productivity on our front line has just been tremendous. You know, Jani Broom being unbelievably consistent throughout this year. And then Jalen Williams, you know, he's been one of those guys that when he plays well, we're 24-0. And when he doesn't play well, we're 0-7. So he's a really important piece of what we do. And I'm just really happy for Jalen because, you know, obviously being here for 5 years, this has been a long time coming for him to be an all-conference selection. And it's something that he deserved in a big, big way because he's put his time in. He stayed loyal and committed to the program. And obviously, you know, it paid off having his best season so far at Auburn. And then, you know, Jani Broom being a first-team All-SEC selection, you know, competing against guys like Dalton Knecht and Antonio Reeves and Mark Sears for player of the year. You know, if we win the league, you know, he has a better chance of that. I'm a little disappointed that he didn't get defensive player of the year because I thought, you know, obviously while Zakai Ziegler is a great on-the-ball defender, I think Jani just affects the game in so many more areas defensively, and that would have been something that, you know, obviously would have loved for him to get. And then Aiden Holloway, you know, not having the season that he probably would want to have, but, you know, to his credit, like, Aiden has stayed tremendously positive and patient, and he's done a really good job of, you know, continuing to improve his defense while getting us into our offense, waiting for his time to come. And, you know, he's obviously shown that his ability to shoot the ball, you know, he's shooting it better as of late. But his biggest thing, he's done such a good job of not turning the ball over, assisting it at a very high rate, and just continuing to work on his defense and continue to get stronger and more physical. And it's helped us win games here down this last stretch, winning 8 out of our last 11. You know, Aiden's been a big part of that success. And I think the best is yet to come for Aiden. You know, we're looking to see him have a bit of a coming out party as postseason gets started.
And coach, we'll close with this: as you prepare your team for the SEC and NCAA tournament with postseason play, what do you learn more from a successful run like 2019 in both the SEC tournament and NCAA tournament, or do you learn more from a team that felt like it lost earlier than it should have?
I mean, I think you learn a lot either way, but obviously, I think, as far as from a confidence standpoint, it always helps to win one or two games in the SEC tournament, just to kind of feel good about yourself going into those first rounds of the NCAA tournament. Now, you know, it almost bit us, you know, in the behind the Final Four year, because we played 4 games in 4 days, won the SEC championship. Then we have to go out to Salt Lake and play a 30-4 New Mexico State team who almost beat us. So I think there's a little bit of give and take on that. Obviously, you know, we'd want to win a championship. That's what we're going to the SEC tournament for. But just kind of hoping and praying that we'd play on Friday as opposed to Thursday in the second game of the NCAA tournament like we did in 2019. So I think you learn a lot either way, but I think it helps with the guys and their confidence to win a few games, if not win a championship going into the NCAA tournament.
He's Auburn Associate Head Coach Stephen Pearl joining us today on the show. Coach Pearl, we really appreciate the time today, and we look forward to watching your team throughout this postseason.
All right, fellas. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Absolutely. That's Coach Stephen Pearl joining us today on Sports Call.